The Pentagon says four armed North Korean fighter jets intercepted a U.S. spy plane over the Sea of Japan on Sunday and shadowed it for more than 20 minutes. At one point, one of the fighters locked onto the U.S. plane with its radar but did not fire. The incident comes amid heightened tensions between Washington and North Korea, which has restarted a controversial nuclear program. NPR's Eric Weiner joins us now from Tokyo. Eric, what other details can you tell us about this incident over the weekend?
Well, Melissa, we have a few details about what happened. What we know is that it happened early Sunday morning Korea time. A U.S. spy plane, an RC-135, this is sort of a large lumbering jet airplane, was flying in international waters over the Sea of Japan, about 150 miles off of the North Korean coast, when four North Korean MiG fighters intercepted the plane. Now, they shadowed it for about 20 minutes, and at one point, as you mentioned, got quite close and actually locked, one of the MiG fighters locked its radar onto the U.S. plane. This is a threatening move indicating that the MiG fighter may have been about to fire on the U.S. plane. It did not. The MiG fighters broke away, and that incident came to an end. Pentagon officials point out this is the first incident of its kind since 1969. Now, at that time, the North Korean fighter jets did fire on the U.S. plane, shooting it down and killing 31 Americans on board.
This reconnaissance plane is based in Japan. Do we know why it was flying where it was?
We don't know exactly. However, an Air Force official says the plane is a special variation of the RC-135. It's nicknamed the Cobra Bell. And according to an Air Force official, its mission was to collect optical and electronic data on ballistic missiles. Now, that's very important because there's a widespread belief here in Japan and really throughout the region that North Korea may be about to test launch a ballistic missile, just as it did back in 1998. North Korea certainly has the capability of doing that. Its missiles can reach all of Japan. And according to CIA officials, North Korea is working on a longer-range version of its Taepwangdong missile, which is capable of reaching the west coast of the U.S. So this is obviously of concern to the U.S., and apparently that's what this reconnaissance plane was looking for at the time. I should add that North Korea has repeatedly complained through its official media about these overflights. According to North Korean officials, there have been 180 U.S. spy plane missions near the Korean Peninsula last month alone. Now, North Korea claims that it believes this is the beginning of an attack from the U.S. U.S. officials insist that's not the case. These are routine flights, and they have absolutely no intention of attacking North Korea.
North Korea seems intent on ratcheting up tensions with Washington. Do you think this is another attempt to force the U.S. to the negotiating table?
I think it is. I mean, if we look at the pattern over the past several months, I mean, it's been one step after another. They've expelled U.N. weapons inspectors and nuclear inspectors from North Korea. They've withdrawn from the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. There have been a few smaller incidents, such as a MiG fighter crossing into South Korean airspace briefly. And just a few days ago, North Korea launched a short-range cruise missile that landed in the Sea of Japan. And perhaps most ominously, it has restarted a nuclear plant, a plant that U.S. officials say is capable of producing one nuclear bomb within the year. All of this apparently designed in getting the U.S. back to the negotiating table. The U.S. says no, it will not talk until North Korea first dismantles its nuclear program.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Tokyo.